Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
This is the DiPietro and Rothenberg podcast.
Yep.
Listen live weekday mornings from 6 to 10 a.m. on 98.7 ESPN in New York.
Yep.
The ESPN New York app.
Yep.
Or on your smart speaker by asking it to play 98.7 ESPN. This is DiPietro and Rothenberg.
I actually have an update on Carlos Rodon.
And I would say this, too.
I mean, RJ, did you hear that?
Can't just talk?
Of course we can talk.
I feel like it's a crutch to you.
I don't need crutches.
You're limited.
I'm limited?
Some hosts need guests as crutches. You have...
I have sound. What's your crutch?
Carrying you.
Carrying
my
me?
My crutch. I need a big, giant baby Bjorn.
Without me, this show dies. We've discussed this.
This is DiPietro and Rothenberg.
Get off the bus.
I have my
you don't know how to do it properly.
I would have expected, so.
See? No.
I'm glad he's here. I don't want to hear anything, Aaron. Get out
not
there.
Interested. La la la.
On 98.7 ESPN.
All right, DNR with you, 98.7 ESPN. You don't know how to play sound. It's very intricate, very detailed.
I played the sound. My board didn't work.
Yeah, you didn't know how to play it properly, and then all of a sudden we start hearing it midway through. You would have missed out the key points.
What key point?
It wasn't great sound.
That he wants to be pitching? He really wants it?
He really does.
Do you feel like...
I didn't know he was throwing from 120 feet. Now I know.
No, you knew that because I told you that yesterday.
Well, now I know from Aaron Boone.
In all honesty, but don't lie to me now.
Yeah.
Was that worth playing?
No.
Okay.
Right. But that's not the point.
No, that's fine.
There are some sound bites that are very interesting and very intriguing.
Well, you know what would have been interesting? How about Anthony Volpe on the walk-off? Interesting. Interested.
Yeah. Oh, it would be very. How about Garrett Cole? What the hell's going on?
Well, I mean, it's 2,000 strikeouts.
Yeah, but that
I
could
mean,
be good sound.
Right. Instead, you picked that one. The worst of all of them.
How would I know?
Aaron Judge, game-tying
well,
home
why
run.
Is it there?
Well, why are we playing that one first?
Well, because you mentioned Rodon. I had sound for Rodon. But give me this.
It's on RJ.
Clay.
He's going to try to make us fight. This is on him.
RJ, can you believe this?
I'm not. Listen, I feel bad that he doesn't feel well. This is on him.
RJ, now he's taking shots at you.
Yeah, I'll take shots. It's on him.
You're clearly defensive because you ran Dave over. The man's just trying to guide us. You ran him over. Now you're defensive. It's okay.
It was a 37-second clip. No reason to play it. None.
He hates your selections in sound, RJ, is what he's saying.
Listen, some sound is informative. Others more entertaining. That was informative.
Now you know what he's going to do now? I'm going to be very trepidatious to play any sound in the future.
I just asked for Volpe.
I got Volpe.
That's on me.
I got a 4-second sound of Volpe. You want to hear that?
Perfect.
It could be too long. You want to hear it?
Yeah.
All right. Anthony Volpe on the walk-off.
Not really. I don't know if it's really hit me, but yeah, it's definitely one of the best feelings I've ever had.
Well, who cut that not really?
You see how confident he was?
But why would it start with not really? Hang on a second.
Not really. I don't know if it's really hit me, but...
What is that?
How does this feel?
Well, how would I know?
Well, I don't know.
How do you feel? If I said to you, how do you feel, you would respond, not really?
Well, I don't know what the question was.
Okay. Well, shouldn't I see the question instead of on his walk-off? RJ, did you cut that? He's unwell.
That's why he had the banana so early.
RJ, are you unwell?
Listen.
Did you cut that or no?
I can't answer that.
I'd like to know. Did you cut that or no?
I can't answer
Who
that.
Cut it?
All of it. Everyone. Everyone cut
you,
it.
You know what I think? Anthony, do you like being a Yankee?
Not really.
Oh, no.
I don't know if it's really hit me, but yeah, it's definitely one of the best feelings I've ever had.
That's troublesome.
I'll tell you what, though. That kid in that moment, he wanted it.
You know what's great? The second he hit it, he starts clapping.
He knew. Through the bat in front of the plate, he knew exactly what
Absolutely love it. Now, this portion of the show, driven by the All-American Ford Auto Group, number one volume Ford group in the Northeast, huge locations in Paramus, Hackensack, Old Bridge, and Point Pleasant. Shop allamericanford.net. That's allamericanford.net. Tweets are pouring in. Would you like me to read you a couple?
That was the first pitch, by the way.
Yeah. Well, good. That's typically the best pitch you could get during an at-bat. Christopher Lombardo. I love Rick. If you're not on the show, I just don't care to listen to it all that much.
Please stop.
John tweets in, let's be honest, the show would be canceled within a week if Rothenberg wasn't there. Not because it would be boring, but because of all the FCC fines. Dave keeps the train on the tracks.
Oh, so you're the good guy. Right.
I think so.
Yeah, you're the barometer for the FCC. You're right. People are like, they don't know what you say when the microphone is on, the nasty stuff
you can say. Anything when the microphones are
right.
off. It's when they're on that matters.
Yeah, right. Like you're looking for your little schools yesterday and you go on some random, you're on Pornhub all of a sudden.
That was terrifying.
Yeah, right.
I mean, honestly,
this can't be a real school.
Well, I was like, this is a real school? I was like, this is interesting. I click on it, all of a sudden on Pornhub. I'm like, oh God.
Prell University.
Prell. I can't believe you never heard of Prell.
I've never heard of, I don't.
It's a very well-known.
Yeah, no, do they still make it?
I think so.
All right.
You don't use it?
Well, no, I don't use it.
Yeah, Velveeta?
That's a cheese.
Oh, well, I know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And could have been a school. But
Velveeta is actually the shampoo for him.
Velveeta's
I could see him bathing in cheese. It is delicious.
Bathing in cheese?
Velveeta's nice. The cake show, wasn't there? Weren't they supposed to do a dunk tank full of cottage cheese?
Like that'll happen.
Well, of course not. No. Because they do, because their bets are lame. I mean, they really don't do anything. Unlike our show, next loser, attacked by a dog.
Now, this is, because it's full service here, this is not one that's all that nice to me, but I'll read it anyway.
Okay.
Rick is the Dottie Henson of the show. All right. Superstar, caring, bringing his team up. Dave is like Marla Hooch. Rough around the edges, not all that pretty to look at, but you need him.
Right. I think that's a fair assessment.
I'm not the Marla Hooch.
You're a little hoochie.
She was very unkempt.
Well, I mean.
Really? I don't need a full makeover.
No.
Right.
No, not a full makeover. I mean, you can clean yourself up a little bit.
John Lovitz was startled when he first saw Marla. Remember that? Not that.
No.
That's mean.
No, you in your younger days, handsome.
Very handsome.
Yeah, you're still good, but you got the nice eyes. You know, you got that doughy.
You know what I'm told? And I didn't know this thing existed, that I have nice eyelashes.
You do?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. It accentuates the eyes. And you know, kind of like a glimmer in them.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
That's nice. Let's go to Wes in East Hanover. Wes, good morning. You're on 98.7.
Morning, fellas. Good morning, company. You were talking earlier in the show about Rizzo and his importance, and you guys asked the question early in the year, who's the most important hitter? And I said Rizzo, and I'm not saying it's right, but we see the effects that he's having and Bader's having in the lineup. But why I called was Rick's list. And Rick, so here's your Cuddlemary trash a little early today. Right fielders, would you take Judge, would you take Acuna, or Betts?
Oof.
I would probably take Acuna because of the age.
Cuddle in the trash. Who are you trashing of those three?
Who I would trash?
You can't trash Judge.
No, I would trash Betts.
Yeah,
I would marry Acuna. I would cuddle, strong cuddle with Aaron, and then I mean, come on, you can't lose with all three. But
I feel like something's wrong with trashing Mookie Betts, though.
Yeah, well, that's what happens. That's the whole point of cuddle, marry, trash, is that you got to be.
That's a good one.
That's uncomfortable.
That might be. Listen,
maybe West does cuddle Mary Trash.
I was going to say, that's a pretty good one.
He's got a sexy voice.
He does have a nice voice.
Yeah. It's going to be fun going back and forth with West because he's a Braves fan once we get closer.
You know what I like, though, is the fact he's a Braves fan, but he can kind of diverge out into other teams. He's a baseball guy.
He's a baseball guy.
All right. I'm put this song off as long as I possibly can, but I guess it's time to talk about the Mets. McGill was dreadful. They continue to not be able to hit with runners in scoring position. Right?
Not score first, too. I mean, that's the other thing.
We're always
constantly playing from behind. We're always chasing.
I mean, what is the first inning runs now? It's 42-9?
Yeah, but it wasn't even the first inning.
No, but it's just like it's just getting behind every game.
Right. It's falling behind. It's chasing, and you had the five straight. You finally broke the consecutive games not scoring first, and you had a bunch of comeback wins, which are great. I mean, they're exciting. I mean, I don't know how sustainable that is. You mentioned McGill. They did him no favors. You had the second inning where you got two outs. It's Yan Gomes. He hits a chopper. Beatty makes a really nice play, but apparently listening to Buck after the game, ball was in the back of his hand, so he holds on to it, doesn't throw it.
Right.
Of course, what happens? Home run. Then you got Pham.
And it's listen, they've come back recently, but you knew you were in big trouble at 4-0.
Yeah, Smiley pitched well. I mean, you had what? I mean, Nimmo leads the game off with a double.
And you'll get him in.
And then, he doesn't score.
You had a chance in the sixth. That was your chance. Yeah, bases loaded, nobody out. You get one run. Yeah, but you're down. I mean, you're down 4-0 before you get your second hit, which was the Alonso home run. And you're right, you had your chances. But still, like we keep talking about this with this team, is that if you know you're having a hard time scoring runs, like if that's something that's been a problem for you the entire season, and you got, you know, you got McGill on the mound, and he doesn't necessarily have his best command, you can't make mistakes. You can't give other teams, I don't care who you're playing, good team, bad team, you can't give a team extra outs, extra opportunities. And they did it. I mean, the fan play has to be made. Has to be made. Gary Sanchez behind the plate, he stinks. Well, I don't need to see that anymore. Alvarez is the catcher.
Sure, but you say that.
Well, wasn't the... Okay, hold on. So yeah. You just told me earlier in the show that Andy Martino had a report, and I read the same report, mm-hmm. that if Alvarez, for some reason, because he has options, is the catcher that gets sent down...
Guys will be furious.
Right. But all we heard before he was called up is that defense was a problem. Last time you saw him, he looked overwhelmed. Spring training was not very good. And on top of that, between Scherzer, Verlander, Sanganow, Quintana, Carrasco, it's not an easy staff to catch, and it's a veteran staff, right? Veteran pitchers want to work with young catchers.
Correct.
So if you're telling me now, and we've seen him play defense, I haven't seen it being a problem. I mean, there was one game where he got ran all over, but still, defense has been good.
I've heard that they like pitching to him,
and if
they
like pitching to him, what's the holdup? By the way, so this was on Monday. I took a picture of it. Over the last 15 days, Francisco Alvarez ranked among all starting catchers in Major League Baseball first in home runs, RBIs, extra base hits, and OPS in that stretch.
Yeah. I think he should be catching consistently, and I think he should have been catching last night, to be honest with you. I
mean, what are we trying to accomplish with Gary Sanchez?
You're off on Monday.
Yeah, but you're not. Gary Sanchez is not going to catch for you. Like, when Nervaez is back, we both heard the same thing. When Nervaez is back, he's not going anywhere.
Right.
So what are we doing? Trying to catch lightning in a bottle?
I don't have the answer
for you.
You
want to DH Gary, you can DH Gary. I don't need to see him catching. Do you?
I don't need to see him on this team, to be honest with you.
So
he should be the distinct backup catcher now.
Did you watch him try to catch the foul ball?
He's not good.
He wasn't even close to it.
He's not a good player at this point of his career. He's the guy that was always on the verge of turning a corner and has never turned the corner.
Gary Sanchez has so much talent, man. I don't know what happened.
You know, but all right, so what?
Yeah, well, here's the problem. We've already seen it with the Yankees. And then I got Vogel back I got to watch. Yeah, it's not.
It's not good. You want to hear from Tylor McGill? I don't know what he's going to say. It could be terrible.
No, we'll hear it.
All right, here he is. How'd you feel about your performance, Tylor?
Clearly not the best. Obviously, results not too well. But falling behind counts, and then a few big fly balls, obviously. And, yeah, just a lot of pitches.
He was no good last night. He really wasn't. Defense did him no favors, but he was not good last night.
No, he didn't have his command. I mean, he's done a pretty good job of it, but like big spots needing to make, you know, the pitch or pitches to get himself out of trouble didn't do it. I mean, he said it. I mean, he gave you 3 2/3. He threw 78 pitches. 78.
And that's on the heels of what the starters did on Sunday, which was great, right? Verlander was great. Scherzer was great. The problem is, I guess you trust Senga, right? You'd say you trust Senga?
Well, yeah, and now you had to push him back. Yeah, I guess. It'd be nice when Quintana comes back. When he comes back.
Which is not...
You don't trust Carrasco.
You don't trust Carrasco at all. You don't love McGill. You can't stand Peterson. So you love... And you know what? You love Verlander. Scherzer, I don't think there should be a ton, but there certainly has been some question marks about him.
I think there's a little anxiety with him just because it seems like every time he pitches, there's something.
So let's be fair then. You don't feel all that good at all about the Mets pitching staff.
At the moment, no. Well, yeah, probably not.
Right?
You
love Verlander.
For a minute, you did because of what you saw. I mean, Scherzer and Verlander back-to-back. Right? Scherzer was good. Verlander was better.
But of every five games, you're going to pitch how many guys that you look at and say, boy, I don't really like him all that much?
Three.
Okay.
No, two.
You don't feel that way about Senga.
No, I like Senga.
Right. So Carrasco.
The Senga thing is more like...
And McGill.
You know, trying to find ways to get him extra rest and everything else.
So it's Carrasco and McGill.
Yeah.
That puts a lot of pressure on the guys that you do trust. Because if those guys aren't good, now you're in big trouble.
Well, but that's why you pay them $43 million each.
I understand, but Scherzer has had plenty of moments where he hasn't been all that great.
Yeah, well, it hasn't been a good start. And it seems like every time he pitches, there's something going on, right? Like last time it was the callus that split open.
that was like a basketball player.
It's always something
playing
with
a sprained ankle.
Keep it locked into this show, DPHR Rothenberg, today in the 8 o'clock and 9 o'clock hours for two chances to qualify to win a custom 2023 Ford Bronco and to score VIP access to this year's ESPN New York Beach Bash on June the 30th. All brought to you by All American Ford.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPNpods. That's amazon.com/ESPNpods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships, your skills, your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business. No matter what stage you're in, shopify.com/network.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Thanks for listening to the DiPietro and Rothenberg podcast.
I think they're listening to me.
They're everywhere.
I know you're here.
Catch the show on demand wherever and whenever you want.
Woohoo! Over here!
Just subscribe to us, rate us, and review us wherever you get your podcasts.
Are you excited for Stump Rothenberg?
I am.
A little more juice in Stump Rothenberg today.
Well, I thought that it needed some.
Now you brought your guy.
I got my guy. Well, you know, apparently he's Raymond's guy.
Oh, well, he went Raymond to get Errands. Raymond a bagel.
I don't
bagel.
Make him do anything. Today, Raymond, go get me a bagel.
You think he's got a question today?
Why are you going to make me out to be that guy?
Oh, you're that guy right now.
He has a question today.
He has.
Have you heard the question?
I have.
It's a good question.
Yes.
So you approve?
Do you want to know? Let me behind you the curtain.
Behind me the curtain?
Yeah. The fact that you could pick that up as you're staring at tennis.
Well, I'm multidimensional.
I know.
All right, behind me the curtain.
Okay, right behind me the curtain.
Uh-huh.
So he asked me, he goes, how do you feel about this question? So I'm laying on a beautiful couch that I've rolled in here.
Right.
And I said, all right, shoot, what is it? He goes, who has the most career leadoff home runs?
Is it Ricky Henderson?
Right.
Yeah. That'd be a great question.
Yeah. No, I said, it's an awful question.
Yeah.
He goes, that easy? I said, come on, man. This is Dave Rothenberg.
Yeah.
You got to step your game up.
Don't you think anybody would know
that? But he's so nervous now.
Why is he nervous?
Because he knows this 2 questions ago was so bad.
That was on him, not on me.
He goes, did you give me a question? I said, why do I need to get you a question?
Then why don't you just ask the question?
Well, no, because it's his opportunity to talk on the mic. I said, you come every Wednesday.
You think he comes here specifically because he loves the segment? Probably so, right?
I think Wednesday's his day, where he's doing his lessons and taking care of his bald cats and everything else.
That's weird.
Really weird. He dresses them up.
As what?
All sorts of outfits.
Like little people?
They got robes.
What was that movie when Steve Carell dressed, he would find like rats, mice? You ever see that one?
Then dress the rats up?
And dress the mice up?
No.
Like they were, you haven't seen that? Paul Rudd is in it. It's like they tried to bring the biggest idiot to dinner.
I know what you're talking about. I don't know the name of the movie.
Yeah.
Dinner for Schmucks?
Dinner for Schmucks. Can you say that on the radio?
Schmuck, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think Raymond will dump it if we can't, but I think he can.
Okay. Yeah, that's
the
movie.
It's the title of the movie.
Yeah, right.
Well, but if the title of the movie was, you know, something horrendous, can you say that? I don't think so.
Probably not.
We'll find out.
I guess we will. So, Robert Saleh, is this your head coach? Before we even hear this, how much pressure do you think is on Robert Saleh? You think if the Jets don't go to the postseason, Robert Saleh's out?
Probably.
Yeah. I think it might be as
well. Well, I mean, when your owner says you're one piece away and you end up with Aaron Rodgers as that piece and make the playoffs.
It should be with time defense, to go, right?
Yeah,
I think that's fair. So he addressed the media yesterday, did a little media scrum, and
I don't know. I was kind of taken aback that he said this, but I guess good for him. He says we're in a group of 6 to 8 teams that can win this whole thing.
In my opinion, I think 32 coaches stand in front of their teams every year, talk about winning a championship, and then realistically, there's maybe 6 or 8 teams that have an actual chance to do it. And I do think we are one of those teams. But none of it matters unless we take care of it today.
So he thinks they're one of 6 to 8 teams that can win the whole thing.
Well, I don't think he's alone. I mean, I think Vegas thinks the same thing, don't they?
Yeah, but I think when you say it as the head coach, it hits differently.
Yeah, well, I mean, doesn't that have to be the expectation? I mean, you didn't bring in Aaron Rodgers to just make the playoffs.
You're not wrong. I don't know.
Because you could have signed Derek Carr if
just
you
wanted hearing
to.
Him say it. It makes you really pay attention to what's going on here.
Well, if the goal was just to make the playoffs and just make yourself better, you could have signed, I mean, you sat next to Derek Carr and told him that you'd win a championship and he could be a first ballot Hall of Famer. And it's, I mean, it's you have more runway with Derek Carr. You took a huge swing to win a championship. So if I have to go toe-to-toe with Patrick Mahomes or Joe Burrow or Josh Allen and all these quarterbacks in the AFC, that we have a guy that can do it.
So who in your mind, who are these 6 or 8 teams? Jets?
Oh, he got. He said it's the Jets, Chiefs, Eagles.
Chiefs, Eagles is 4.
Bengals,
Niners is 5. Niners. Bengals is 6. Ravens.
I think the Ravens are going to be good. I would say maybe.
Chargers.
Would you say Dallas?
Ray, would you say Dallas? Being serious, not giving you a hard time. You look at Dallas and say that's a Super Bowl winning team.
Like talent wise, I mean, we keep going over all like the different teams with most complete
rosters.
We've
done this for how long though with the Cowboys?
Well, it's no one in the NFC North. It's no one in the NFC South.
I'll put it this way: I feel better about the way the team is constructed this year going into the season than I did last year. I'll put it that way.
So they were real good last year,
and they were a pretty good team for most of the year last year. So yeah, I guess you could put them on the outskirts of that of that area.
So they're in there. And that's about it.
Yeah, Buffalo, the Jets, because he said it. I would say Cincinnati. I would say Kansas City.
Yep.
I mean, Baltimore may be on the cusp.
So
if you
can't
want to
put
say
the
that
Chargers in
if
here?
If he stays healthy. No, I can't put the Chargers on there yet.
All right.
Then I would say the Eagles for sure.
Yep, Niners.
I would say the Niners for sure. And then it would probably be, I mean, talent-wise, if Dak can stop throwing interceptions. Probably Dallas.
I hope that never ends.
It's no one in the NFC North. It's no one in the NFC South.
No.
It's no one in the, unless you think Jacksonville, but I mean, is Jacksonville there yet?
Are they ready to take that step? I mean, they did win a playoff game.
The AFC North is going to be a problem.
AFC North, there's no layup in the AFC North.
Did you hear what Ben Roethlisberger said the other day?
No.
He did it. So we did a podcast with Kenny Pickett.
Okay.
Goes, I just want to be honest with you. I shouldn't say this, but I'm going to because I want to be honest. I was hoping that you failed.
Really?
Yes. But now I find myself rooting for you.
Why?
Because
he wants his legacy to be. That's a terrible thing to say.
He's being honest.
I respect the honesty, but that's an awful thing to say. Why would you say that?
But now he's rooting for him. Don't worry.
But Ben Roethlisberger, regardless of Kenny Pickett, is a Hall
Cemented.
Of Famer. As a Super Bowl champion.
You want to be missed when you're gone, I guess.
Missed when you're gone is one thing. Having this guy who's a first-round pick fail in an organization you're supposed to want to see win, your team for your whole career? It's a bad thing to say.
It's probably, well, I think he knew when he said it. He kind of set up like, I'm going to get killed for this, but.
I mean, I like that he said, I respect that he said it. It's not even saying it. It's just the fact that he really thought that.
Yeah, but you think that. There's a little piece of you that hopes when you're not here, it's a bad show.
But Ben Roethlisberger is on a pedestal of his own. He doesn't have to worry.
But I put you on a pedestal.
Well, that's not the point, though. Right. I mean, I appreciate that. Okay, so I leave. I go somewhere else. You think I want to see the next guy come in and fail? No.
No, not fail, but like, I mean.
But that's what he said.
Yeah. Well, that's what he said, but I can understand the feeling. Like, if you're hurt, like, just to put this in, like, an athlete term, like if you're hurt, you want your team to win because it's in your best interest if your team wins while you're not there, but you don't, I mean, you don't
But
really
I even look
see.
At that differently.
It's differently.
That's
like,
different.
Best case scenario is we win 6-5 and the other goalie lets in 5. You know?
Fine, but if you're still active and playing and just happen to be hurt, I can, in some weird way, understand why you wouldn't want them. But you're done. You're done. You know what I found curious, too?
Well, which I don't think is as bad, though. I think if you're playing and you're rooting against the person that's playing in your spot to be bad and you lose, that's bad. That's the worst.
So I think this is worse.
No.
This is odd to me. You're Ben Roethlisberger. You're a great Hall of Fame, multi-Super Bowl champion quarterback. Why would you care?
Because everyone has an ego. Because everyone wants.
But he's not going to be Roethlisberger. We know that.
Well, who knows? He doesn't know.
I'm pretty sure he's not going to be that good. So this I found curious. Why did they sign Mitch Trubisky to an extension?
And to have a good solid backup in case something happens.
And why would Trubisky want to do that, though?
Where's he going to start?
I don't know. I don't think he does anywhere to start right now.
Well, right. Keep your options open.
Okay.
Well, he likes where he's at. I mean, it's a really well-coached team. I mean, you got one of the best coaches in the NFL. The team's always over 500. Maybe feels like there's a chance that Kenny Pickett could get dinged up and he'll play.
Maybe.
And so, there's something to be said about not moving all over the place. Like, I guess the suburbs.
Stability?
I guess the suburbs of Pittsburgh are beautiful. They're great. Right? You have a family who wants to move all the time.
Good organization. Let's go to Ira in Staten Island. Good morning, Ira. You're at 98.7.
Hey, good morning. Listen, good to hear the RJ's feeling better and he's back. Listen, I couldn't agree with I love what I heard from Sala yesterday. I mean, when was the last time a Jet coach actually raised the bar that high? And Rick, you're right. They're swinging for the fences. And you know what? Hopefully you're going to be right. Hopefully it's going to be a lot of fun. But the one thing that really bothered me was the more and more Becton's comments come out. But more so is that don't start, and I get why, but don't start singing the praises that Zach Wilson looks better. You know, God forbid, this team's 10-3 and Rodgers gets hurt. I mean, I don't know what the answer is, but Zach Wilson cannot take over this team if they're 10-3. You just can't have it. So I don't want to know that.
Ira, that's going to be your backup quarterback. You say he can't take over the team. What are you going to start to go across the waiver wire? If Rodgers gets hurt, Wilson's your quarterback.
I'm going to have a veteran. If it was me, I would have some type of veteran that maybe has an eighth left in his tank that could take over for a game or two if I need be. Because I'm sorry. You know, I want to be wrong, and I hope I'm wrong. It's just I don't see where Zach Wilson transformed into a legitimate backup or starting.
Yeah, but I already have Tim Boyle.
Okay, so you know what? Hopefully I could go buy a Tim Boyle jersey. Hopefully that's the guy. But I mean, all kidding aside, I have better insurance than the two of them. Yeah, I just, you can't, there's no safety here.
Oh, no. I had to let him go.
I think the hope is that somehow, some way, because it's Aaron Rodgers and it's Zach Wilson's idol, that Zach figures it out.
I don't know. I don't know what would lead you to believe that happens. Nothing yet.
But I think that's the hope. Like, it's the beauty of having Aaron Rodgers. It just so happens that he's Zach Wilson's idol. And now, if you have Zach as the number two, so he's actually getting reps and he's learning how to, you know. And Aaron's not like, this is not a Jordan Love situation, right? This is not they traded up to draft this kid to take his job. He comes into a situation where he took Zach Wilson's job. He can mentor Zach, and maybe Zach can start to figure it out a little bit.
I hope that's the case, but to rely on him this season seems...
No, for a long period of time, though.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
It's only a kick, a jump, a block, it's only a serve, it's only a tackle, a run, it's only for the fans. After all, it's only pressure. You got this. Adidas.
Thanks for listening to the DiPietro and Rothenberg podcast. Looking for more access to the show?
Why? Because you know why.
Follow us on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook at DR on ESPN.
The best Stump Rothenberg question, whether you get me or not, doesn't even matter. The best Stump Rothenberg question will win access VIP style to the Beach Bash on June 30th, and will have a chance to win the gorgeous Ford Bronco, courtesy of All American Ford. So this is really, really big stuff. I want to get back to the Jets, but I think this is an interesting call to kind of push us in that direction. Wilson in Roxbury. Good morning, Wilson. You're on 98.7 ESPN.
Hey, good morning, guys. Hey, listen, I've been a Giants fan for 40 years, and it's insulting, man. It's insulting that the Jets have the eighth best odds to win the Super Bowl, and this Robert Saleh actually says that. I mean, listen, can you sniff the playoffs first, man? Can you maybe play a meaningful game in December first? I mean, last time I checked, the Giants made the playoffs. They won a playoff game on the road, and there's still a bunch of bums. I mean,
but why do you feel like that, Wilson? And a couple things. A, why do you feel like that? The Jets clearly have made huge upgrades this offseason. And two, if you don't like it now, just wait, pal, because this is going nowhere.
Well, let me tell you something. My brother-in-law, shout out to Georgie, he's a huge Jets fan. But it's hard to root for that team, man. I mean, do something first. Can you just do something first before you
see, Wilson, this is the problem, though, Wilson. This is the problem. This is how Dave feels about me right now. So the problem is not with what Robert Saleh said. It's with your brother walking around with his chest puffed out.
No, my brother-in-law.
But your brother-in-law.
Exactly. And you know, but what bothers me is that the Giants want a playoff game on the road, and there's still a bunch of bums.
But well, I don't know if
no one's the Giants are a bunch of bums.
No, he's saying the Jets are. I don't know why I have to be so nasty and derogatory. Firstly, and
well, because he doesn't like it because in his opinion, his team, right, made the playoffs,
well,
went on the road.
It's not an opinion. They did.
No, I'm getting to his opinion.
Okay,
that his brother-in-law, who's the Jets fan, has no reason because they haven't earned it to walk around, you know, with the swag
right.
of a team.
Well,
that can
I would retort this to that. What? Did the Jets have to hang their hat on for the last decade?
Losing.
Okay. You actually have a quarterback who's won, a quarterback who's considered, you know, maybe one of the top five in the entire universe. Why should you not be excited by this?
Well, because you haven't done anything yet. But that's not why Robert Saleh said what he said. Robert Saleh said what he said is because he's not speaking to just us and the fan base and to the media. He's speaking to his team. This is the standard that is now set when you have Aaron Rodgers in the building. And it's only going to be for a couple of years. Hopefully a couple of years.
Yeah, right. I mean, if
there's
it's
no guarantee.
2 years, you need to win a Super Bowl.
That's why you do it.
If he comes here and plays 2 years and you don't win a Super Bowl, something has gone wrong.
Well, what have you heard the entire time now since Aaron's been there, especially now that OTAs have started and he's in on meetings and everything else, is that everything is now a little bit different, right? Like how they conduct meetings, accountability, like they... A lot of the times, you don't know until you know. And you think you're working hard, you think you're doing all the right things until you have a player or you go to a team that knows what all those right things are.
Right. And Rodgers is that guy.
That have championship pedigree. Like, I'm sure there's plenty of guys that, you know, play on a team and think they're working hard, think they're studying hard.
You don't know until you know.
Well, and then all of a sudden you go, you get signed by the Patriots and you're like, whoa, this is different. Right, that was the beauty of what Tom Brady brought to Tampa. Tampa was a very talented team. Then all of a sudden he shows up and guys see what it actually takes to be a champion. And now everyone has to raise their level, which is what's happening right now with the Jets. Like at one point he's like, no, like we're not finishing.
Right, this is how we
security.
Do it.
Like things are going to stop. We're going to fix it. And this is how it's going
to
be done.
Now, Hinkie Haynes tweets in. He says, the caller is saying the Giants went to a playoff game on the road, won it, and people are still treating them like bums. I don't care.
I don't think anyone's treating them like bums. It was an unbelievable story last season.
Excited.
I just don't think they're at the same level. They're not at the Eagles level.
They're not
yet.
On the verge of win. They're not at the Eagles level. They might not be at the Cowboys level. Listen, if the Giants have a real chance to win 9-10 games, that would be a good season. You're building towards something if you're the Giants. The Jets should be right there.
Right. Look at how old your quarterback is. You just signed him to a monster deal. You got time with Daniel Jones. We don't have time with Aaron Rodgers.
No, you're in a win immediately or it's a failure. The Giants
are... The definition of win now.
Right. You love your coach. You like your GM. You've acquired a lot more talent. I don't know what the Giants' record's going to be, but they are clearly a more talented team right now than they were last season.
And in what should be a much easier conference.
Yeah, your division's not easy, though.
No, your division's not easy, but, I mean, your conference should be easier. I mean, you look at the conference compared to what the AFC has.
Right. But the Giants' schedule's tough.
We'd be saying the same exact thing about the New York Giants right now. especially because they just won a playoff game. If all of a sudden now they said, you know what, Daniel, you want too much money, and they go out and trade for Aaron Rodgers, I'd be saying the same exact thing, that the expectation would be to try to win a championship right
you
now.
You bring in a 39-year-old quarterback who you're paying that kind of money to, the expectation is you're going to win now.
You probably ended up trading more than you thought you'd have to.
I think so as well. But you know what? You don't have anything in the pipeline. I know there's this. I mean, what's next?
No.
You don't even know what's next.
Yeah, we don't know what next is.
So I mean, the
best case scenario
now
is that Zach figures it out, but who knows if that's going to happen.
All right, so Aaron Rodgers, a little banged up. What happened? We originally thought it was a foot. Then it turns out it was a calf. What happened with the calf? Here's the update.
I just tweaked my calf, and it's good photos there. Just tweaked my calf in the little pre-practice conditioning, so I decided to take a vet day.
He's so relaxed. Everything is just, it's fine.
Well, because he's been through everything, man. You're talking about a guy who's been, what, 18 years?
Yeah, very
long
time.
He's going to be 40 years old, won a championship, won 4 MVPs. Like, this is...
But nothing phases him. He's always very nonchalant.
Well, you know what he does, too, though? And he's not, like, I can promise you, like, when he's on the field and he's competing, he's not that same kind of relaxed. Like he's holding guys accountable. It raises everyone's level because you're kind of a little bit on edge because you don't want to screw up. When you're around players like that. Like, I'll never forget my first camp when John Van Beeswijk was the other goalie.
The Beezer.
But I grew up as an American kid, right? Like, Beezer is one of the great... Was one of the great U.S. goalies. Like, in practice, like, I would have to take... Like, I would go into a practice like it was a game because this is John Van Beeswijk. I want him to think I'm good. I don't want to go out and embarrass myself.
What do you think I'm like every day working with you? So I have this... very similar... Very similar feelings. I sit down like, this is the number one pick. This I have to really be at the top of my game. RJ and I had a conversation about the other day. The pressure that's on all of us because... Okay, that's fine. RJ, do you not feel like there's an added pressure on the show because we have the honor of working every day with Rick?
Absolutely.
You guys are afraid I'll yell at you. That's why you guys are afraid.
No, we're mainly afraid you'll quit and leave.
That's possible.
That's day to day. I mean, this show is so...
I almost quit yesterday.
I know. Every day.
That's the black cloud that hangs over this show every day.
You threatened to quit this morning.
Right.
I wasn't here for that. Why'd you threaten to quit this morning?
You were here an hour...
We had the conversation 15 minutes ago.
Are you okay?
Do you need help?
No, it wasn't. It was a quitting situation?
Yeah. Oh. No, it wasn't. That wasn't the quitting one. That was just like quitting to just not doing something.
It was an hour ago.
No, but it was, I won't do this if we don't get this. It wasn't, I'll quit.
Oh, no, the words were said, I'll quit.
He said, I'll quit?
Yeah.
Oh. I should have a t-shirt that says, I quit.
You should. You know what? I bet you now the company will bring it.
Look at my fancy shirt I have on today.
Unbelievable.
Jet swag.
You know what? I got to be honest, it's a nice sweatshirt.
You feel how comfortable it is.
It's a nice sweatshirt. Very fitting,
too. They have this beautiful bamboo material.
So it says AGNB. All gas, no break. Shouldn't it be brakes?
All gas, no break.
Right? You don't have one break. You have brakes.
Yeah, probably.
Mm-hmm.
All gas,
no break. That's grammatically incorrect.
Not sure when it was thought up. It was
all gas, no break.
Yeah. I'm not sure it was really flushed out that deeply.
Well, maybe he should have spent a little more time realizing that we do have a linguist on the show.
You are a linguist. That is true.
I mean, I'd say maybe we can get Robert Saleh on the show, but that probably won't happen.
Oh, God forbid.
No.
God forbid. How about a Giant once?
That'd be nice, too.
I mean, Daniel Jones one time. No, Dable one time.
Dable?
Dable one time. Tell him you send him some beautiful cigars if he comes on the show.
I have a friend that is very friendly with Dable.
Supposed to play in a... I was invited to play in a golf tournament with...
This friend is your mole?
I was invited to play in a golf tournament with...
Getting to my sources.
With... I think Salah's playing in it, and I think Douglas might be playing in it, too.
Really?
I should go as a show...
Have you heard from Rodgers, by the way?
No, I haven't.
So you texted him and he didn't respond?
I didn't text him.
Oh, you
I
said you texted text him.
No, I DM'd him. Haven't heard.
Nothing?
Nothing.
DM'd him on Twitter?
Yeah.
He follows you on Twitter? His DMs are not open, right?
Yeah, he follows me on Twitter.
And nothing?
Nothing.
Maybe he doesn't go on Twitter.
I don't know. Or I don't know if he handles his own Twitter. I don't know.
Didn't he say he's got a short commute to the practice facility?
Yeah.
You got to go find him.
So you want to do a stakeout?
Well, I just figured we would see him at camp.
We got to find him, but we got to get to him before then.
We could ask him how I dominated him in Cards Against Humanity.
That's a terrible game.
Why? It's a terrific game.
I'm
you don't like that game?
No.
You don't think it's funny?
It's fine. It's fine. I'm not a huge fan.
What Dave wants to say, I can understand Rothenberg now. He's above it. His intelligence level's too high. It's below him.
If that's how you read it, I'm not going to argue with you.
Yeah, but why don't you try to get creative and like have...
I don't find it that entertaining.
Why? Maybe you haven't played with the right people.
I like categories.
I like that too.
Look down on it.
But maybe you haven't played with the right people.
Maybe.
I think the four of us get together, play that, you'd love it.
The four of us get together, stop there, because that won't happen.
All right. All of us will be together on June 1st. Right?
I don't know that Raymond's going to go.
Santiago's going to go. The company
Ray,
needs,
are you,
the company
are you in on June 1?
To see Santiago.
Yeah, we're still debating this.
No, there's no debating. You're going.
Honestly, management needs to force you to go. They need to say you are expected to go. What do you have June 1 after the show?
What do you want? A footlong hot dog? What do you want?
Why does it always go back to the footlong hot dog?
I don't know, because I think it's more bang for your buck. You look like you can handle 12 inches.
Will you be there on June 1?
Well, we can have.
I'll buy you a knish.
A knish.
There's no connotation around the knish.
Shake Shack. You want Shake Shack?
You want a burger?
Don't you get sick off the Shake Shack?
No,
at City
that's
Field?
When you. No, no.
We'll feed you like Milo. We'll stuff you to the point where it's like we probably need to
leave. Popcorn was good. I had
Raymond's
a
feeling well.
First of all, I need to have guarantees for a ticket to the actual game.
No, you can stop it.
I'll get you a ticket if we can't get you a ticket. I'll get you a ticket.
You'll sit on Rick's lap.
It's very uncomfortable.
Why? For who? Sit in my lap. We'll talk about the first.
Okay with this?
Sit in my lap. We'll talk about the first thing that pops up.
What really is?
What?
Like, have they studied me? Have they really? Have you been to a therapist where they've sat you down and be like,
"You've never seen me in my natural habitat."
You know what it is? That's why he's so comfortable, RJ, on the couch back there. It's like a therapy couch.
Rick is a walking, talking Spencer's T-shirt.
The problem is you've never seen me in my natural habitat. This is tame compared to the locker room. Oh,
I did look it up. Aaron Rodgers only follows 500 people. Rick is one.
But 500 is not like, and that's
we had
awesome.
A time. We had a time where it felt like it was a blossoming relationship,
and it fell out.
Well, then it kind of went. He had a fork in the road, and he went kind of like the celebrity fork.
Well, you need to hook him back. You need to get him to watch some Jersey
buddies,
Shore with you.
The guy. So I told you how we met, right? We met at Pebble Beach. He was playing in the golf tournament,
right?
So he was playing in the same group as my buddy. So you know, he would come over, get dinner, whatever. It was nice.
Are they still friends?
I think they are. I don't know how close they are. I can't tell you.
So you can't you can't go through that friend to get back in touch with them.
I can't get into that. That'll take a whole 4-hour show. But anyway, so I became friendly with his buddy that caddies from in this tournament. So we've gone back and forth, and we were supposed to meet him at the ESPYs. He was out there at the ESPYs, and it was kind of like things kind of went a little sideways there at the ESPYs.
Okay,
didn't end up meeting up, and then now haven't really kept in touch.
Well, that's unfortunate.
And I might have said something. I don't know if it was a me thing. I might have sent like I think I was a little bit too comfortable with the text exchange and might have like...
Nudes?
No, not nudes.
Oh, because you know what he can be like. Well, if he found out Gary Sanchez was starting, he'll blow the whole text exchange up.
I might have taken like breaking busting chops, maybe like a little too far, maybe. I might have.
I don't think it... So it didn't land well.
I couldn't tell.
Now you can. Well,
I think maybe.
Point is, though, the structure of the bridge is there. We got to put it back together.
Right. I think if all of a sudden we see him at camp and you play some Casey and JoJo and we go back to when we were by the
pier, he'll reminisce and be like, oh, that's right. Rick.
Or before we start the interview, I'm like, promise to never fall in love.
And he's like, wait a minute. Wait.
Yes.
Rick.
If he starts playing this.
Yeah. All right. Can we possibly.
We want to play more stupid sound?
I thought we'd play Stump Rothenberg, but we don't have to. You know, we won't play today.
No, we have to. No. You got a good question. We need to because of the Bronco.
We're legally obligated.
Legally.
Fine. We'll ask one question. I'll
no,
get it right.
Stop. You want to get arrested?
Arrested?
You wouldn't do good in jail.
No, why would I be arrested?
Because the legal stuff.
I can't go to jail.
You want to be sued?
No, I'd be terrible in jail. Ugh. Unless they knew a lot of questions.
No, but they would.
Imagine that? We play Stump Rothenberg. All right, gather around.
They'd have to interrupt.
Cell Block C.
They'd have to interrupt what you were doing to ask you the questions.
If we had good functional television, and the meals weren't awful, who says no?
Yeah, but it's not an extended stay hotel.
I don't think that's what happens, Dave.
Well, yeah, but no. Some of these prisons, it's like they have tennis, they have squash, they have pickleball.
Yeah, like the prison that they sent Martha Stewart to.
No,
yeah,
that's not where you're going.
That's not where you're going to be going.
For not doing a disclaimer?
No, look at you get soft hands. You'd be walking around with a crop top day two.
They'd shave me, wouldn't they?
I don't think they would shave. I don't know.
You think Dave's at the celebrity level?
I think they do a lot of stuff to you.
You think he's at the celebrity level where he would get like the Martha Stewart...
No.
Prison? Like the fancy?
No. No.
Why not?
Absolutely not.
No. There's no chance.
What kind of steak would you like? What kind of steak would you like tonight? Oh, you know what? Whatever.
Right.
Salisbury steak would be fine.
You'd be the steak.
No, I wouldn't be the steak.
I'm pretty sure you'd be the steak.
No.
And
the prison guards would love me. I'd be like Andy Dufresne.
No, you'd be more like the salad is what you'd be.
Jeez.
I think that's what you would be.
Not very nice.
Well, I do stuff. Rothenberg, I'm just telling
you. Look at your face.
Not really.
Look at your face.
No, because he's been demeaning to me. How am I supposed to deal with this every
you can't
day?
Listen.
I brought bananas.
With those eyelashes?
Yeah, these are nice eyelashes. All right, Raymond, play the music.
He knows sports.
I'm intrigued by a lot of guys.
And he's very humble.
I go away, this show dies.
So now it's time to see if you can stump Rothenberg.
Is the DS4 or 7, by the way?
All right, now Stump Rothenberg brought to you by Sharp Hat. Now, here's the thing. Call 1-800-919-3776 for your chance to play Stump Rothenberg and qualify to win a 2023 Ford Bronco and win VIP access to the ESPN New York Beach Bash on June 30th. All brought to you by All American Ford Auto Group with huge locations throughout New Jersey in Paramus, Hackensack, Old Bridge, and Point Pleasant. Head to ESPNNewYork.com for promotion, rules, and info. All right, so here's how it's going to go down now. The best question, doesn't matter if I get it right or not, the question we deem to be the best today will win.
Well, give the parameters, what we usually look at as like a best question, so people have an idea. Like, it's not like the four or five parters.
Okay,
it's
here's how I look at a great question, and you can have your own definition of it. In my mind, the best question is one that if I hear it, I say, A, I can't wait to share that with other people. And I would like to ask that around the water cooler kind of thing at work.
That's exactly right.
That to me defines what's a good question.
It's a beautiful definition.
Okay, you ready?
I'm ready.
All right, here we go. Let's go to, we always start out with Andy and Merrick. Good morning, Andy. You, my friend, are on Stump Rothenberg.
Good morning, DNR. Before I get to my question, Dave, you got to do a favor. We got to stop this wicked stealing money. It's a team-friendly contract. It was a smart contract. Get out of his pockets.
I'm not in his pockets. I'm just saying. Listen.
You want to be?
No. Some people work hard for their money. Other people get stipends. And you can determine which direction Rick is going in.
Give me all your money.
What do you got, Andy?
We got a baseball question.
Oh, baby. MLB.
Minimum 1,000 innings pitched.
Mm-hmm.
Can you tell me the all-time leader in strikeouts per 9 innings?
Ooh. Okay, and this is over a career?
Career, and I'll give you a hint. He's still active.
All right, think of active strikeout pitchers.
Could be Chris Sale.
Rick, that's beautiful, Rick. Way to do that.
DeGrom?
Could be DeGrom. Minimum 1,000 innings, though.
Well, what did you go with? You got?
Don't know. Sale's definitely over 1,000 innings. Scherzer. I'm gonna go. You said career, right?
It's career. Yeah, not yesterday. Career.
Baseball history.
Baseball history.
Yep. Active strikeouts per 9. Come on, Dave.
So it's clearly not. Maybe it's a reliever.
The over 1,000 innings. Active.
Kenley Jansen?
Yeah, but you said, I mean, the second he asked the question, you're like, oh, Chris Sale.
All right.
I mean, don't fight it. If it's who you feel, go with it.
All right, we'll go Chris Sale, but I don't feel great about this.
Well, you should feel great because that's the end.
Yes!
Boom. There you go.
It's the size of one of Andy's legs.
That's not nice.
What?
That's true. Nice.
He's very thin.
That's 1-0. Let's continue along. I didn't leave him on hold as if that would be the best one.
He wouldn't win anyway.
There would be something better than that.
Yeah, could you imagine him driving around in that beautiful Ford Bronco? Stop.
No.
Be a waste. It
wouldn't be a good one.
It'd be a waste.
Let's go out to L.A. It's early, early for John in L.A. John, you're on Stump Rothenberg.
Hey, well, good morning, Dave. It's been a while.
Good morning, Jonathan. How are you?
Pretty good, pretty good. I just hope I don't get in trouble with the Michael K. Show.
Why?
But I really love it, so love you guys. Because did you hear what they said yesterday?
No, what'd they say?
He said that Michael said it, that whoever calls in for the morning show, that they don't want no part of them for their show.
Why?
Yeah, and they think Ira already left them for you guys.
Well, but, he probably did.
Ira, that's probably the right move.
Ira and his wife said that they like this show better than
their
show.
And his wife. We got both.
Yeah, so whatever. That's fine. Well, it's fine. They can say what they want. We like them. If they feel a way about us, that's up to them.
perfect. Well, here it goes, Dave. I personally think the Celtics are going to take it at Game 7. This is we're in the Game 7 mood. What NBA player has played in the most NBA Game 7s of all time?
So one player has played in the most Game 7s?
Yes, sir.
Oof.
In NBA history.
I think LeBron. It's got to be a Celtics. Robert Horry. Kareem. Worthy. Yeah.
How can I ask a? Can we go clue? Can I ask a clue?
No, I don't want a clue.
But for my own. Is this like old, new, kind
of
like?
Could be Ray Allen.
Fairly recent.
He's played in a lot of games.
Ray Allen.
Paul Pierce.
Recent.
Okay. Fairly recent.
Recent.
I think Ray Allen's played in a lot. Bucks. I know the Bucks played in a couple. Heat played in a bunch.
Celtics.
Celtics, too. Paul Pierce. I'm uncertain.
No, if I asked you right now, what first, right to the top of your head.
Nothing. No, nothing.
I said Pierce or Allen?
Allen, only because he had multiple teams. All right. I don't feel great about it. This is not a bad question either. This could.
Yeah, make sure you keep him on hold. This is a good
contention.
Question.
All right, I'm going to say, without a ton of confidence, UConn's Ray Allen. Really?
Nice.
How about that?
Yeah.
Stay on hold, Jonathan. That's a good question.
All right, so he's on hold. That's nice. That was a good job by me.
Solid question, too.
It was a good question. Let's go. Now, this apparently is a very tough one. You want to go tough, or you want to save that for one or two down the road?
Let's go with the, we're on a roll right now. Let's not kill ourselves
with
a tough one.
Let's go to Tommy in Clinton. Tommy, you're on Stump Rothenberg.
Morning, gentlemen.
Good morning.
So, Dave, of the four major pro sports, who's the only city whose teams all represent in the same color?
Only city the team... So, firstly, they have to have all four.
No.
What do you mean?
They have to have four teams. So Pittsburgh wouldn't count.
All the teams in that city.
But you're saying they have
four. Well, because they have to have four, because Pittsburgh, they all have the same color.
Only in the four major pro sports.
Okay, four major. So they have to have all four teams.
Right, so how many cities even have all four major?
So there's only one city that all four teams have the same colors, is what you're saying.
Well, all the teams in that city.
Now, hang on. Are you saying Pittsburgh or no? Because you're saying four.
Yes. The answer is Pittsburgh, Dave.
But they don't...
Well, yeah. Well, they only have three.
Right.
Yeah. But yeah. I'm just saying...
Oh, he said of the four major sports. They have three of the four.
All right. I don't...
Nah, it was all right.
No, you know what? I think John is better.
Yeah, I agree.
All right. 1-800-919-3776. Let's go. Now, you know what? Let's step it up a little bit. Let's step it up and bring in, apparently it's a tough one, Jared in Morganville. Good morning, Jared.
What's up, guys? Long time no talk.
How you doing?
All right, I'm doing well. Yourself?
I can't complain. I'm doing okay.
Good. All right, so pitch-by-pitch statistics started getting tracked in 1988. Which player has the most first pitch hits?
This is a terrible question, though. Am I wrong?
Yeah, I don't love the question, but
so this is since 88?
Correct.
I mean, I'll say it could be Ichiro. You think it would be a leadoff batter, right? I don't know. I'll go with Ichiro.
McNeil swings at a lot of first pitches.
He does. But he hasn't also... I mean, you got to figure it's going to be a guy that's been around longer than McNeil.
Yeah, probably.
Ichiro's around forever. Robinson Cano. I don't know.
This is supposed to be tough.
He does have a local flair.
Local
flair?
It's a local flair.
Well, not Ichiro.
How local?
I don't like this question.
Not still playing local, right?
I'm sorry?
He's not active, right?
He is not active.
Not active.
All right. I'll say Robinson Cano, but I'm sure that's not right.
It's Derek Jeter.
Oh, all right. All right. I don't love that question.
I didn't love it either.
You know why I don't love
it? I'm mad at myself because I was going to say that.
Honestly, being serious, you know why I don't love it? Because who cares?
Well, I think this is part of the problem, though, is because we try to stump you, and we get into the weeds with questions that really don't.
I mean, do you care about that?
No.
No, I don't think anybody cares about that. All right, let's
No, unless someone asked me, like, unless I was watching a baseball game with a buddy, and or I was playing for my team, and he was like, "God, this guy gets a lot of hits in the first pitch." I'd be like, "Guess who has the most hits in the first pitch?"
Yeah, Derek Jeter. You're listening to DiPietro and Rothenberg, 98.7 ESPN, WEPN FM in New York. All right, Brandon, I know you have a question. I know it's supposed to be a good question, my understanding. What you got today?
Yeah, I think it's a good question.
All right. We'll be the judge of that. Rick you know this, right?
Rick has seen my car before, so I don't want to be part of the car.
Your car. You mean your television screen? Well,
exactly.
Right.
So my question is, who has the most walk-off home runs in Yankee history? There's two tied at number one.
So I can give you either, huh?
Yeah, that's fine.
Or you're looking for both?
Whatever you want to do.
You should do both.
I'll give you both.
Can you handle two?
I can handle four.
Wow.
I mean, the question is, the Yankees don't have four.
Use your feet.
Mantle.
Yes, that's one of them.
That was kind of a delayed ding, though.
Give an extra one for good measure.
Double ding. How was that bagel? Delicious?
Soriano, I know.
Fantastic. Fresh. Soft.
Ooh.
It's not Judge.
You always toast the bagel? Are you always toasting the bagel?
Always? No.
No.
I wouldn't say always. I enjoy toasting a bagel at
but
times.
If you get there and you get it fresh.
If I get a fresh, warm bagel,
it's got that
not
nice
much
chew
better
to
than that.
This feels like this would be obvious. Is it not Babe Ruth?
It is, but the question was for Dave.
Wow. Well, what I don't understand is you knew the answer. No, he already asked you the question.
I only knew the answer. I only knew the Mickey Mantle was one. I didn't know it was
all
two.
Right. Well, I was told to answer one. I answered one.
Right.
I got it right.
Well, we can help each other.
We'll
count that as correct. Okay.
What do you mean we'll count it as correct? He said answer one. I answered one.
And you should be proud. All right. Correct.
It's fine. Not a great question.
Yeah,
fine.
I don't think it deserves the Bronco. He may not even get to ride in LA.
John in LA currently is going to qualify.
I don't even think it's close.
Dave Hawthorne. Dave, you're on Stump Rothman.
Good morning, guys.
Good morning.
So, which NFL team has the longest drought of having a 1,000-yard rusher? And what player is it and what year?
Longest drought without a 1,000-yard rusher. Well, it's not Washington. Giants, Cowboys, no. DeMarco Murray, right? Zeke Elliott. How about the Bills? The Bills' running game has been such a disaster for so long. Lions. Could be the Lions. I'm going to say Lions.
It's actually a team you wouldn't expect. It is the San Francisco 49ers, 2014 Frank Gore.
Wow. Did the Lions have a 1,000-yard back this year?
Yes.
Was it the Lions?
It's a pretty
prior,
good question.
Prior, it is pretty
That's
good,
a good question.
I'll put him on hold. I think he's in contention right now. We take one more?
Shouldn't RJ help you with that question, though? I mean, he's a Niners fan.
RJ, did you know the answer to that?
Well, I did because he voluntarily told me.
Oh, okay. Yeah, so he shouldn't help me with that then. All right, so let's see if we can close that on a high note. Peter Albany. Peter, you're on Stump Rothenberg.
Good morning, gentlemen. How are you?
We're doing beautifully. How are you?
All right. Good. Living the dream.
Oh, that's great.
Very simple NFL draft question. Who are the three teams that have never had the overall number one pick?
I think we've had this question before. Seahawks.
That's one.
Mm. Was it the Broncos? No, it was Von Miller.
Was it Baltimore?
It was Baltimore, yep.
That's two.
When was the last time, you said Denver, but when was the last time Denver had the first pick?
Wasn't Von Miller number one?
No.
Von Miller was number two.
He was number two, I think.
It was the candidate.
Elway was traded over.
Dave.
You said Denver. Go with
all
Denver.
All right, Denver.
You are correct.
Yes.
All right, there we go. What do you think of that? Worthy or no?
Compared to the other two, that was a good one.
Yeah?
But we're looking for best.
Best. I'm gonna let him go then. I'm going to move on. So now it's between... Oh, RJ, are we ready for your Stump Rothenberg? For your five-pack?
I think we are. Would you like one more? Or do you feel content?
Let's go one more. You want one more?
Yeah, one more.
Okay.
Try Mike. It's a solid question.
Okay. Let's go to Mike in East Brunswick. Mike, you're on Stump Rothenberg.
Hey, how you doing, guys?
We're doing great. What do you got?
Right.
I can't so, with this. That is feedback.
Ask him to turn that disqualifier right there.
Mike from East Brunswick, can you turn your radio down, please?
Oh, sorry about that. Mm-hmm. Hang on one second.
I feel like that could be taken into consideration. That was discussed.
Still hearing the buzzer.
We
gave him a lot of chances.
I'm glad we took that extra call.
We gave him plenty of chances.
Well, here's my problem. Was not an issue when discussing said question somewhere between keep your radio down and it being down, it went up. I don't know what the problem was, but we move on.
Whatever. Now, here's my issue.
Yeah.
John's in L.A. If we give John in L.A. the win, can he even show up to the beach bash?
Well, that can't factor into the decision.
It cannot?
No.
All right, so then what do you think was the better question?
Oh, I think let's go one more question.
You want to go shooter?
Well, I mean, we tried to do one more question. We have this the last question.
This
then
could
we'll
be
do the
terrible,
fire
though.
Why would you say that about shooter?
Well, because you never know what you're going to get with shooter.
He has been down with the calls.
All right,
lately.
Fine. We'll go with shooter in Stanford. Shooter, good morning.
Good morning, boys. Good morning, company. Thanks for giving me a shot, Dave.
Mm-hmm.
I appreciate it. All right. This is to boost your confidence, you know? So when we play some cornhole, we whoop some rookie's ass. Here's your question.
All right.
In the 2003 NBA draft, one of the best drafts. Can you name the top five picks? This is the booster confidence. I think you got this, kid.
2003? Is that the LeBron draft? So it's LeBron, Milicic, Melo, Bosh, Wade. Chris Kaman was six, just for good measure.
Ah, you're the man, Dave. You're the man.
That's not worthy.
It was awful.
Yeah.
Come on, shooter.
You're the ones that forced me to do it.
Yeah, I'm not going to feel bad when I smack you in cornhole.
I think Dave and Hawthorne is the winner. I think the 1,000-yard rushing question was the best question.
Well, plus, yeah, you like NFL. So yeah. All right, I'm good with that.
All right, so there you go. Do I need to do anything, RJ?
Yeah, say congratulations.
Pick him up, say congratulations.
Yes.
All right. Congratulations, Dave. You win.
Thanks. I wasn't expecting that, but I thought that would be a good question.
It was a nice question. You did a good job. We appreciate you, and we will see you at the Beach Bash on June 30th.
Awesome. Can't wait.
All right, there you go.
Stay on hold.
I put him back on. Oh, it won't work. It's not working! You see that? There.
Oh,
okay.
Oof.
It worked. Oof. All right.
And you got it wrong.
Right. Yeah. But that had no impact.
No, I know, but still, it was a good question.
All right. RJ.
Let's go. So much in the same vein as Shooter's idea. Carmelo retires. Nice synergy. 03 NBA draft.
Oh.
But we're going much deeper than the first six picks.
All right. Veiny questions.
That's... We're going to move on. David West.
Xavier.
Good start. Josh Howard.
You know what? ACC.
I always thought he should have been a better player than he was.
Wake Forest.
Yep. Steve Blake.
Steve Blake, you should know. National champion.
I'm not participating in this right now.
Peter Rosenberg would know.
Maryland.
There you go.
Does this give you an idea, some of these names?
Great job.
How long LeBron's been playing? How long some of these guys have been gone?
Yeah, Jason. 20 years.
Jason Capono.
Jason Capono, headband.
Yeah.
I can see him in my head. I don't know where he went to college.
Out west.
Can you see the headband?
Not USC, but...
But?
UCLA.
There, yeah. You're good. You are good.
And finally...
Texas.
No.
Big Ten.
No. Luke Ridnour.
Point guard for... I don't think it was Dana Altman at the time.
You're already right.
You're already right. Answer it.
Quack,
it
quack, my good friend.
Oregon.
Yep, you're right. You really are very talented.
Impressive.
I am too smart.
This is why I'm good at that game heads up, because you give me clues instantly.
We'd be very good. On password, forget it.
Oh, forget it.
Forget it. Be elite.
It'd be a nice segment if we had password segment.
Password would be fun.
If we had, but see, if we had a television vehicle, we could do stuff like that.
But it's, I still, yeah, I guess it's true.
It's more
visual. You know what we could do? We could do, okay, this is a good idea. We take our headphones out. RJ says, the password is religion.
I like that.
Then we put the headphones in. Everyone else knows we do the, you know, the thing, and then you have to guess it.
Yeah.
How about that?
Sloppy Eagles Rabbi. Religion.
Judaism.
See?
Yeah.
Right.
Religion.
Kill it.
Bar mitzvah. Right? You going that?
It's just it. It's
RJ,
so
what do you think? You like this idea?
Troubled by the term Sloppy Eagles Rabbi.
You like this idea?
It could be fun.
And the guy's staying with it because he's got no sack.
You know, we could do me and you against the two of them.
They won't participate.
Well, of course, Raymond wouldn't. Raymond, you wouldn't play, would you?
I'd play, sure.
By the way, that was Stump Rothenberg, brought to you by Sharp Hat. I mean, they're the best in the game. Game-changing custom software. Who? What? When? Sharp Hat.
Thanks for listening to the DiPietro and Rothenberg podcast. Listen live weekday mornings from 6 to 10 a.m. on 98.7 ESPN in New York, the ESPN New York app, or on your smart speaker by asking it to play 98.7 ESPN.